first one. Sev Chavos Alvos Hashara Chi Shara Precious Perik Aleph. So, the whole Shara Precious deals with setting yourself away from the world, which is almost the opposite of what we're talking about. So he makes a point over here. Ulefishin it story chamin anishalag v'prishus akolelas. Ashabot hakanosibol mazeh v'kach tatzoyach mimenu. Because prishus is a worthy enterprise, so that people take only what they need from the world. Haya bedin liyos ba'olam prushim gemurim nevdolim exam is ba'olam. So there have to be some people that are totally divorced from the world. And everybody else learns from them, takes a lesson from them. In other words, when I see a group of people that are nohag, so let's have a paradigm like Reb Chaim Kanievsky. So everybody learns from him things that are relative to them. So people can learn from him and have some sort of takeaway that's relevant to them. But he says, "Ve'ainta kana saolam shukol anashanim precious kamohem." But it doesn't help the world. It's not good for the world that everybody is abstains from the world. Because this leads to a total devastation of the world and that humanity sees. In other words, if a person is poresh, part of precious is a person abstains from his wife, then there are no children. So that can't be. The world to be empty, but rather to be settled. Precious is one of the corner foundations of the world, and the need of the people who for it is like the need for any specific type of craft or chachma. Because what you do is you have many individuals who have specific skills and enterprises, and we say it is good that the person have so by saying that a doctor is very great and important job, we don't want everybody to become doctors. We need people to be engineers, we need people to be scientists. So precious is also, as far as the world goes in the big picture, we need parshim to teach everybody else. It is not a worthy for the world that everybody do only one thing and nothing else. The world is complete when all the different things are done. Kohelet says HaKadosh Baruch Hu did everything appropriately in its time. In other words, the world has slots, both in time. There's a time for this, and time for this, and time for this. And there are enterprises and people and nefashis, all sorts of different types of elements. And I've described before already the general sense of precious and what it is. So basically, what the Chavisov is saying, precious as such is one of the necessary elements of the world. It works in the way. So precious is really, it's fast. It's an abstention from any interaction with the world, And that is an important component of the world. But the way in which it contributes to the world's being settled and populated is by having specific people that are Porshim, and everyone takes kefi that. So when we have one person who's a tremendous tzaddik and not chaff this world, everyone learns that you need to take less and you could do with less and so on. That's the mahalak that he's saying over here.
What's the connection between precious and being kadosh?
So kedusha really means being designated for something else. It's I guess the negative. It's the negative and the positive of the same meaning. Let's give an example. A woman who's mekudeshes to a husband means she's designated for a specific husband. The flip side of that word designated is that she is restricted from anyone else. So it's almost chabahatalia. You can't be designated for somebody without refraining for someone else. The same thing is true with hegdish. Something that's hegdish means this is designated for kaddish, means it is parish from what they use. So every hegdish, by definition, requires a precious. So you can't be kaddish lashem unless you are parish in olam haza. A person who is engaged in a very fundamental way in olam haza, his world is the world of olam haza, cannot be shayach to the world of olam haba. It's almost a steer to that by definition. Okay, let's take a look at the second appendix. It's a Meshech Chachma. So, he's saying like this. Kishem Hashem Ekra Havagad Lakenush. Pirushay Alderach Muskal. So the Pasuk says, Kishem Hashem Ekra, when I call out in the name of Hashem, Havagad Lakenu. Bring greatness or say greatness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As a sentence, it's an enigma. It's one of his cryptic sentences in Hazina. And he's going to give it a pirush al derech muskal. Ki ika tachlisi ashe snaiga uma be oifin tivi mushkach prati. So the ika tachlis of Klal Yisrael's natural interaction with the natural world is to show the hashgacha that is within the natural state of affairs of Klal Yisrael. V'zeh, ki yikzeru v'yasfu degonam v'reitz kol shalo yuva beis Hashem v'roshos makodesh. They harvest and gather crops, and the very first of whatever they get, they bring to be for Shevet Levi, for the Meshos Hashem. V'sholosh pomim v'ashona yazvu kol shalohem. And three times a year they leave everything over, tachas kanfe bitach aloiki, under a sign to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hashkacha. V'yavo laharos pnei Hashem, and aliros pnei Hashem. They come to see and be seen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'kashe yeshiru leches, and as they do good, toisif aretz losis piria, the land keeps giving more and more crops. And the affair is on all the way around them. And everything they do on everything they're engaged in, they keep thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whereas the ideal situation is we're engaged in whatever mundane enterprise, we do what's right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu therefore keeps giving brach and everything. And therefore, we're constantly being Meshaveach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and so on. V'ubechol mifal mitzad yaskivar shema b'yisbar, shema shazbar. V'chayim kazeu chayim ruchnim. And this is a spiritual world. This is a spiritual world. V'yoka sho'achas mikol chayim ha'bochom esbaynin. And this is more precious than all Chaye Olam Haba HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because this, in effect, is demonstrating the inter action between HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, between the physical world and the world beyond. That somehow by doing the mundane activities that one does day in, day out, and doing it al pi din and al pi Torah and so on, one brings more and more bracha upon oneself. V'chaim v'zeo chaim ruchnim. Yeah, yeah. Loike b'mei Moshe, asher nifritzu gvulos hateva. In Moshe's time, there was the world, the boundaries of the world of Teva was torn apart. V'neres mifzan hagat tamidis. There was no steady anhaga, normal, natural Tevedic anhaga. Rak loy palamuma. They did nothing. V'hamon yoreid, the mon will come down. V'cholechad roya mudan kvod Hashem. Everybody would see that mudan kvod Hashem. Could this possibly be the tachlis of us in this world? This is chayim haba. Chayim shmalachim. This is the life of malachim. Kvar Chazal ba'omdam al inyan zeh fligul edava v'dorshu baruch kotsham sheka chayin z'dorshu Moshe heva yevzah shechizkiya shegam boi hoi nesu pelam polis amchev geitze boi minis hatzol geitze boi ishi yos hashem z'doiroi sharvira be'eloi sharishishu miskazan als echad v'chulu. So Chazal, in a certain sense, they diminish the significance of that type of life compared to Rabbi Eloy, who had to engage in very mundane activities and, you know, and very difficult activities in order to be able to survive and still did Ratzon Hashem. So Yishayos Hashem, he says, alludes to a chaymer, that the physical chaymer is a Kadosh Baruch Hu made. Loikim b'doyrus halalu kimat botla b'chir v'nesef le'achayma. In the doyrus of the midbar and the other doros, there was very little teva and kimat no b'chira. In other words, they were sitting in a life style that was tantamount to most Mashiach, kind of to Gan Eden, to get to Olam Haba, and there was very little of a physical world. Why did we have this world if this was not the Tachlis? Ulam, kasher yisayda teira noichiv aliyya, just like the foundation of Torah is a noichiv aliyya, kein yisayda hemuna v'uma v'memshan ma'elu. The foundation of this nation is those 40 years. Ki bizman kaze yochlu lefarish ha-tera heitev, ozach nafshesom, ar heyusim yisim b'mayla kishma evdolim, v'yishrishu emunah v'nefesh lo'i ki bizar machrehem. They needed 40 years where they would work on themselves, bring themselves to higher madrega, inculcate emunah into themselves, and so on. Kibizman kaze yochla fasha Torah haters, yeah. V'gamzeh amoyfis ala emes akaledas kushkos v'rambam. And these years were the proofs for the people that needed it about hashkacha. So we lived a style that was clearly a beyond Tevedika style, which means that for years later, like, you know, they would look at the moon and say, you see, a person can live a unnaturally, a style that is purely ruchnius. So those are the purpose of those years. V'lechein hutzachu l'moyshe, v'zeh be'ovus l'nir kodesh baruch hu nagah nisus, and that's why they needed it, that's why they needed Moshe. By the obvious, Lenir Kashban Hoga Nisis, Avram doesn't dal meis chulav or kibas aretz. Avram had to pay real bucks in order to find a kvura for his wife. Bezer shmiya shenadati lehem loikim b'moishu isha lekim b'alim machinisa. Moishu Adenu was basically called the like kaviyachol dovek l'Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shubitol moistis hateva ashi machinisa m'negis hatevo. You see, explains the word baila de machinisa. Machinisa refers to the world's natural process. Moshe Rabbeinu was on top of it. Moshe Rabbeinu lorded over it. Shubitol moistis hateva ashi machinisa m'negis hatevo. V'lechein amar lahem Moshe de'u ibachem yan haga tibis nikam shem elokim. So Moshe said, you should know that you're going to have this on haga tibis asher nikam b'shem elokim. V'ra ki shem Hashem ekor shan hagas nisis hava goy lekeinu. So Moshe Rabbeinu is in effect saying, ki shem Hashem yudke vavke ekra. I call out the Shem Hashem. That's the Shem that I'm using and I am laying down for you. And you will be Havu Gerda Lekeinu. You'll use it to be Shabeach Lekeinu, Havu Gerda Lekeinu, Shebizman Shesu Oysen Ritzoynoi, Shalmala Shalmala, Moisif and Koyach Pamala Shalmala, Wan Hagat Tivis Asher Pamala Shalmala. So basically he's interpreting this Pasuk, Moish Rabbeinu's Geshem Hashem Ekra. And he's saying, I will be Korei Shem Hashem. You, when I'm doing that, so that you, when you enter the world of Teva, will be Havu Gedol Elokeinu. So I'm bringing you a Shem of Havaya, and your job is to make it a permanent part of Elokeinu. That's what he says. Let's see one more piece. The next, Or Sameach. It's very interesting. Or Sameach is a fascinating sefer because he does speak about philosophical things and things of, you know, he had a lot of breath. He brings the Mor Nevuchim many times. He's Kabbalah's firm. Very fascinating sefer. Okay. The Yumad Afyutes Asach Sichas Chulin Oyve Be'esei. Shenema v'dibarta bom. V'hine nir, he says, d'rova ozel im kriyashon rabbonon. Rova is going if kriyashon rabbonon. So v'dibarta bom is not speaking about Krishna because the Torah is not telling you to say that. But umuki d'ibarta bom d'ibarta Torah. Avul maya d'kaimlon da Krishna koi in shach zedush bom v'lo b'dormitelem. But now that we hold the Raisa, so the Bartabam is going on the mitzvah of Krishna, so it's got nothing to do with Lodor Metalem. Benir Lilavida Be'emes Kalamitzis Hem Shavim Lefakashim Pusim. For the Mashrein Allah Shalom. The Torah Achas Yelachem Ksiv. So he wants to say like this: all of Torah, everyone has the same obligation. We do not find varying mitzvahs to have different level of obligation, different people. Uvchiva mitzvah gvulyesh lakamonitilas lulav esri kintils asik bini nur balma yotza. Rakadaktikim noisa isakol yom kaitzibazet. It is something where you yotza with one pa'ula, but people are medactic, keep doing it all the time. So the Torah gave always a minimal share. And because the nature of a mitzvah is that it has a very clear, boundaries, and that's fair for everybody. And then there's might be hiddur mitzvahs and so on. It says in the Fikach, it says, "V'lakach makosa Torah midas rak beremes," and therefore he wants to answer why the Torah does not speak about midas mefurish, to do this or that or the other thing. The lemoshel midas hanekama, kol tam choshen noikav noita malach shemachal v'chuloi, v'lakach ein zechayk befrat shav l'chol Yisrael, v'akolech l'fi erkoi. It says normal midas, we can't give one formula that would fit everybody. So the Torah is merames it. So for instance, Nekima Natira, there are people that are allowed to be Nekima Natira, and therefore the Torah couldn't formulate as a mitzvah, because mitzvahs by the very definition have to be one measure for everybody. Rak, Nekima the Mammon is a Shavu Lekulo. So Nekima of Mammon is Loisag Masita is talking about, I didn't lend you, you don't lend me money. That's very specific, that everyone is usher, and that's that. But the nekima of a melech, when someone's began is covered, is pagaya back, and so on, a melech or talon chor might be mutter, someone else might be usher, and therefore those are the type of things that don't lend themselves to maisa mitzvahs. We can't call it maisa mitzvahs. V'chein begai v'kyoitze b'zeh. V'chein lefnim eshoz adin v'kachoyle m'kvura. Adorah ma'arukim m'sifre ha'mechka. Benimtzei says mitzvahs tamar Torah shebevadei vaksh adam Torah for mazay mechol zois in a nechshel afriya mitzvahs tamar Torah vasafti ganechaksip. You can't say that a person that's busy and engaged in finding food for his household is in any way not be mekayim tamar Torah. It says v'safka necha. V'chein l'mash adam chalusha mezek, a person who's weak. In other words, doesn't have what it takes to sit and learn for a long time. V'chein kolech v'achreiches l'fi hargeloi. V'chein l'fi to'a nafsha shadam. You have many different factors that determine what a person's limitations are, abilities are, in order to learn. K'ein adoyme b'chi of Talmud Torah ish. You can't compare the obligation of learning for somebody whose soul feels the beauty of Seichel and is in love with Talmud Torah to a person whose kurdes and nefesh are weak. He has ADD. So the Torah could not have given us a mitzvah, ma'aseh Talmud Torah, that would be universal. I mean, the Torah says to learn 1 hour a day, 10 hours a day, 20 hours a day. It's really very, very tough. So the Torah can't be doing that. And that's why he says, the Barta Bum Ledram Talmud cannot be going on Talmud, as the rights in Talmud Torah, we don't pass like that. No human being can actually give a clear value of how much and so on. Lakach bo chachamim upeshulanu. So Chazal gave us guidelines. Kriyashma b'shachris, kriyashma b'arvis, kim v'gizayim v'layla. If you say Krishma in the morning, Krishma at night, you mekayim v'gizayim v'layla. Kim shalaymit kabal samitzos v'shachris v'arvis, or kim mitzvosa. Ulam, yesem izeh. So there's a minimum that we yaitze with Krishma, which is kind of strange. I mean, it says so, but it does beg the question, so why is it two separate mitzvahs? They have a mitzvah of laning Krishma, which is also happens to be Mekayim Talmud Torah. But Al Kapanim, that's what it said. Then he says, Ulam yesem izeh, ubechlole ha-mitzvah shnivlo nifridu bazeh, kalushifi erke v'husay. Anything more than that is already one of those things that really depends on the person, who he is, what he is. V'hi kimoy hasor min amidus amigunis, asher v'zeh mizeh. It's like the need to stay away from bad midas, which we cannot make really universal klalim. A person should do as much as he can. It doesn't mean to downplay how much a person is supposed to be involved in it. Of course, the Torah keeps saying it, but the Torah can't be giving a universal share that's unlimited. A person needs to pump himself up to learn a lot. Like the Smart Torah speak about it. And that's why it says you should warn them about the chukim and the Torahs. So when it comes to that whole area of more than that, each person, depending on who he is, what he is, and so on, that's what it depends on. It's relevant to halacha. The halacha is a person cannot make a shavua, either to obligate himself something as anyway obligated, or to renege on an obligation. A person cannot say, I swear I will not learn Krishna this morning. And he cannot say, I swear I will learn Krishna this morning, because that's obligatory. So so now he says, So let's say a person wants to do more than that. A person wants to learn, make a shvua that he's going to learn an extra hour or learn an hour today. For that, a shvua is chal since he's Yetzes Krishma. That's what the Gemara says. Once he tells, so he says, the pure absolute obligation of Talmud Torah, you Yetzes with that. What, you know, the different distinctions in terms of how much, anything more beyond that, where it really depends on the person, for that it's possible to make a shvua because there is no one klal for it, and therefore a shvua, et cetera, will be chal. That's what he says over here. Okay, so we did three appendixes. Next week is not going to work in 2 weeks. Could work. I'll be in Passaic, but I could have access to a computer and I'm staying in New York, so it should not be a problem.
Fantastic.
Okay, Ian.
Very good. Thank you very much.
Take care. All the best. Okay. Bye. It's